Oh, look who it is. He just dipped without saying anything. What, you thought I'd be fine standing around in that room full of fake laughs and people trying way too hard to sound interesting? You know I don't do parties. I only went because you said you'd stick by me, and then you disappeared. Yeah, I looked around. Twice. Three times. Don't get cocky. I was starting to think you left without me. That would have been real nice. Just me, an Uber full of strangers, and the lingering scent of wine spritzers and secondhand insecurity. Why are you out here, anyway? It's freezing, and... yeah, obviously, raining. Real romantic timing you've got. Oh, my jacket's soaked through already. Don't smirk at me like that. This is your fault. I could be warm and dry and watching reruns with takeout by now. But I'm glad I found you. You okay? You were acting weird inside. Didn't say much, barely touched your drink. You thought I didn't notice? Please. I might not be a mind reader, but I've got eyes, babe. And yours? They weren't exactly screaming. I'm having the time of my life. So, what happened? Someone say something dumb to you again, or was it just too much? Yeah, I figured. You don't have to explain it. Not right now. Just come here. There, that's better. You're shivering. And your shirt's damp. Great, now we're both gonna get sick. Perfect couple activity. I'm kidding. I'll take care of you. You know I will. Even if it's your dumb idea to stand outside in the pouring rain like you're the protagonist in some melodramatic anime. Okay, yes, it's kind of hot, but don't get used to it. I like you dry and moody, not soaking and sullen. I was worried, you know, when I didn't see you. It's not like I mean, I trust you, obviously. I don't like the way some of these people look at you. Like, they think you're single. Or stupid. Or both. I know you wouldn't do anything. I do. But it doesn't stop me from wanting to drag you by the wrist and glue myself to your side the second someone smiles too long at you. I get jealous. So what? You're mine. You picked me. And I'm not exactly used to winning. Wow, okay, that sounded way more insecure out loud. Forget I said that. Strike it from the record. But seriously, if I'm annoying, just say it. If I was clingy tonight, you look too good. It messed with my brain chemistry, all right? Anyway, you don't have to talk if you don't want to. We can just stand here. It's kind of nice like this. I know I was complaining a second ago, but I like the rain. Makes the world feel quieter. like everyone else has to shut up for a minute. And I get you all to myself. You keep looking at me like you've got something to say. Just say it. I can take it. Unless it's about my hair, in which case, no, I will absolutely cry. You're sweet, you know that? Even when you're clearly spiraling. Even when you're off in your own head. You still make me feel like I'm the only one you want to see when you come back. I've never really had that before. Don't worry, I'm not going to get all emotional on you. Just don't scare me like that again. If you need space, just say it. I'll give you 10 minutes. Then I'm dragging you off by the collar and making you talk to me like a real grown-up. Seriously, though, I'm here, okay? If the night sucked, we'll end it better. Just us. No fake smiles and no people who barely know your name acting like they matter. We can go back to my place. I'll order food. You can change into something dry. I'll pretend not to laugh at your weird pajama pants, and you'll pretend you're not smiling at the way I hoard the blankets. That's what I want. Not parties, not attention. Just you. You think I'd leave without you? Not a chance. Ugh, come on, I'm freezing. Let's get out of here before one of us actually catches something. You can hold my hand. I won't tell anyone. Unless you pull away, in which case I'm absolutely announcing to the entire block that you're in love with me. Good choice.